Rashi learns that it's a perish. Rashi and Rashbam. And Shmuel Aimer Gimel Chadoshim Berishayna VeGimel Bachayna. Shemus Chaydish Bems Hari Yud Ches Chaydish. Kiva Aimer Chaydish Berishayna VeChaydish Bachayna VeYud Beis Chaydish Bems Hari Yud Dalad Chaydish. Am Rabbi Shmuel. I met Var Mamur B'Stei Lovan. This Yud Ches Chaydish is only by a stay loven, by a grain, a field of grain. I will be stay ilon. Konas is tvuosoi, v'mosik is esov, v'konas is kaitsoi, harei elu gimul shonim. So in 1 year, but in a stay ilon you have different kinds of ilonis. So if it was konas is tvuosoi, Rashi learns that means grapes, Yain shul kfonim, u'mosik is esuv, and he harvested the zesim, v'konus is kaitzi, and the dates, shayel gimul shonim, that amounts to a chazok of gimul shonim, even though the whole thing was in one, ashes kilu and gimul shonim. That amounts to a chazok of gimul shonim. Agam, it's not gimul shonim, in no sense is it gimul shonim. It's just gimul, it's three kinds of harvest in 1 year. It counts as a chazok of gimul shonim. So in the Mishnah, this is Rabbi Shmuel says this. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. In the Gemara and Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it's Mukhruch that Rabbi Kiva also agrees to this. Because the Gemara says in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, I'm Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Zutif Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachomim Oimim Ad Sheyigdo Sholosh Gdeiros V'yivtso Gimel B'tziroiz V'yimso Gimel M'sikos. Now Shmuel is obviously going on this last bab of the Mishnah. That's what he's talking about, Estailam. And he says, Zut divi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah that's Mekel, that in 1 year you could have Konos is Tvosoi, Mosik is Esau, the Konos is Kaitsoi, you could be Machsik. In that way, with different with three different kinds of Ilonos, three different kinds of harvest in 1 year, says Shmuel, Zut divi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. But Chachomim say, you have to have three Gedeirois and three Betsirois and three Masikos, which is going to take you 3 years. More or less, it's going to take you 3 years. Maybe not exactly Miyom Liyom, but it's going to take you basically 3 years. So, Arakash here. Yeah?
It's possible that really Shmuel summarizing everything in the Mishnah. Like, really, even the way Shmuel learns the Chacham Shita there isn't just going on the last line.
But the Metzias is Stalin. Gimel Gedeirois and Gimel Betsirois and Gimel Masikos is talking about a Stalin. What will Shmuel hold about a stay love on?
I think it's even talking about a stay love.
But let's see. He's certainly talking about a stay love too. Kolapachas, he's talking also about Estelon. He's explicitly talking about Estelon. And Shmuel says that Zutiv Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Chacham say Inid Gimel Gderes, Gimel Masikos, and Gimel Betsiris. So Adakasha, how does Shmuel know that Rabbi Akiva agrees to Rabbi Shmuel about Estelon? The Mishnah doesn't say Rabbi Kiva, it says I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Where did Shmuel get the notion that this is Rabbi Akiva too? So, it depends. If you learn, and we had a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand, and the Rashbam particularly, the Rashbam on the one hand and the Rashbam on the other, how to understand Shmuel? Where does Shmuel stand on the issue of where Chazaka comes from, right? We have two basic approaches to where Chazaka comes from. We have the whole Chilusha, that is Gimel Achilos, and then we have Robert Lashon Mizdarinish Bishtora, which is Gimel Shana. And that lies behind, we saw that in Rav, Amar Vitom Rav, Zutivere Bishmod, Rav talks about Estei Lovan. Maybe we start from scratch. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Beis, you have two members, Rav and Shmuel. Rav talks about Estei Lovan. He says, Do Zutivere Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. That you can be machzik and you daled chodesh, you ches chodesh. Aval chacham leimin that you need gimel shonim yom liyom. It's a member of Rav. So we show them explain this. Everybody really agrees to both the Rashbam and the Rashba that the machlokes here between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand who said he could be machzik in Yudches Chodesh or Yudalad Chodesh, and the Chacham on the other hand who said you need Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom, is totally the machlokes Holchi Yishon Rava. Where does Chazaka come from? If it comes from Shoram Uud, and it's basically the units are Gimel Achilas, like Gimel Negichas, Gimel Achilas. So that you could do in Yudches Chodesh or Yudalad Chodesh. If you hold like Rava, that the source of Chazaka's Tlashim is Dorinish Bishtar, the fact that a person throws out a star after 3 years, so then you have to have Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom. That's how they learn the memory of, well, the Rishonim learn, the memory of Rav. We saw Machlokas the other last week. Where does the Tanakhama stand on that? Is the Tanakhama the same as Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are coming to be Mepharsh the Tanakhama. And the Chachomim is some other outside of the Mishnah, extra Mishnah Shita, coming from outside of the Mishnah? Or is the Chachomim the Tanakhama of the Mishnah? When the Tanakhama said Gimel Shonim Ve'enim Ve'enim Ve'enim, he meant Gimel Shonim Shleimus. You just don't have to be Echel Paris every day, but he meant Gimel Shonim Shleimus, and he sides and he's on the Shittim, and the Tanakhama is the Chachom. So that's a Machlekes, where exactly to fit in the Tanakhama. But Hakol Moedim, that we have here basically two approaches to Chazok. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is Holchi Yul Shud, Mursa is the Parish and Amabed, Man Holchi Yul Shur Rabbi Shmuel. And then Rabbi Shonim learns Rabbi Kiva as well, that the Yitches Chodesh, the Yidal Chodesh, that's basically Gimel Achilus, and that's based on Holchi Yul Shur and Shur Amur. And on the other hand, we have the Shita of the Chachamim, that you need Gimel Shonim, because Tlas Shonim Mizdoir Inish Bishtar. In the Protum, we had various Machlokes in last week, but in the broad outline, that everybody agrees to. Now Shmuel comes along, and Shmuel talks about Esteilom. And Shmuel says, Zu divir Rabbi Shmuel, in the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Shmuel said in his Teilun, all you need is three different kinds of Paris in 1 year. Says Shmuel, Zu divir Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Aval Chachamim Omrim, you have to have Gimel Gveiris, Gimel Masikos, Gimel, you have to have three separate years. You need each type of Paris, you have to harvest three times. The Rashbam learns, this all belongs to last week. Rashbam learns that where is Shmuel? Is Shmuel on the side of Holchi Yushua or is Shmuel on the side of Rava? Does anybody tell me? How does Rashbam learn over there? Shmuel. Shmuel's Chachomim. When Shmuel says about Chachomim Oimim Ad Sheyigdor Gimel Gdeiris V'Yimsoi Gimel Masikos and so on, is that a Holchi, is that Chachomim Holchi Yushua Dika Chachomim or is it a Rava Dika Chachomim? Rashbam learns Beferish that it's Holchi Yushua. Rashbam learns that Rava, Tlasin Mizdorinish Bishtora, is Rav and not Shmuel. He says, therefore, we pass like Rav because the Shmuel will go like Rava, Tlasin Mizdorinish Bishtora. We talked about it last week. The Rashbam learns that Shmuel is that the Chachomim of Shmuel are not the same as the Chachomim of Rav. The Chachomim of Shmuel are Holchi Yushua like the Chachomim. They're basically on the side of Holchi Yushua that you need Gimel, which means Sharam Wood. Learned that from Sharam Wood. Nonetheless, the Chacham holds that even though we learn that from Sharam Uud, you have to have Gimel Gneiris and Gimel Masikos and Gimel Betziros. It's not enough to have one Zayas, one Ta'inim, and one Yayin. You have to have three times Yayin, three times Ta'inim, three times Esim. But it's still learned that from Sharam Uud. The Rashba, on the other hand, the Ramban and the Rashba, they learn that Shmuel is on the side of Rova. Tlastim is Doranish Bishtar, basically it's the loch of Gimel Shonim, except that Shmuel is telling me that Gimel Shonim doesn't have to be literally 3 years. Gimel Shonim means three agricultural years. You go to Gimel Gdeiros and Gimel Mesikos, so then you have 3 years of Achilles Peiros the way people normally eat Peiros. Remember, we had a Machalikas Rashbam and against the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rashbam learns Gimel Shonim. Rova's Gimel Shonim is literally Gimel Shonim. It has nothing to do with Achim. And the Ramban and the Rashba learn, no, Rova's Gimel Shonim, according to Shmuel, is tied into Achilles. Dekel Naira, if the Dekel produces Paris a little bit faster, so then the Shonim will go faster, because this Dekel is producing Paris at a faster rate. But it's basically on the side of Rova, Flasim, Rizdar, and Ishtar. So my question is the following. I just want to throw out the question. I'm not going to spend time on it today, but I want to flag the question. If you learn like the Rashba, that the Chacham of Shmuel, who say you need Gimel Gdeiros, Gimel Masikos, and so on, is Rava, it's a Rava Dika Chacham, Plastin Mizdarinish Bishtar. So I understand why Shmuel assumes for Dovah Pashut that Rabbi Akiva must hold like Rabbi Shmuel over here. He can't be on this. Rabbi Akiva has to be put together with Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Akiva, by Esteilovan, says Yudalid Chodesh. Yudalid Chodesh is certainly not Gimel Shonim. Yudalid Chodesh is Gimel Achilas. Yudalid Chodesh, by Esteilovan, when Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel say that by Esteilovan you need Yudalid Chodesh or Yud Ches Chodesh, that's Holchi Yusha. That's based on Holchi Yusha, that you need Gimel Achilas. And Gimel Achilas you can do in Yudalid Chodesh or Yud Ches Chodesh. We'll see in Tosfos, why can't you do it even less? The Tesvav Chodesh. Right, that'll be a Shmuz in Tosfos. But Akoponim, we know Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel said you need Yud Ches Chodesh. Rabbi Shmuel certainly Holchi Yusha. Man Holchi Yusha, Rabbi Shmuel. And Gimel Achilas says Yud Ches Chodesh. Rabbi Kiva says even less. Peruzuta, even Yudalid Chodesh. So, we know already that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are on the side of Holchi Yusha, not on the side of Klashnim Mizdorinish Bishtor, not on the side of Rome. So now by Esteilun, if Shmuel is telling me that Chachomim say that you have to have Gimel Masikos and Gimel Betziris because that's what Rava holds, that's the Gimel Shonim Mizdorinish Bishtor, so obviously Rabbi Kiva is not going to be, Rabbi Kiva has to be put together with Rabbi Shmuel, because we know from Esteilovon that Rabbi Kiva is from Holchi Yusha. But if you learn like the Rashbam, that Shmuel is a Holchi Yusha Dika person. Shmuel is saying, when Shmuel says in the name of the Chachamim, Gimel Gderes, Gimel Mesikos, and so on, that's basically Holchi Yusha. That's within the scheme of Holchi Yusha. It's a sub machlokes within Holchi Yusha. Is it enough to have one Zaysim, one Anovim, one, or do you need three Zaysim? But it's basically within Holchi Yusha that you need Gimel Achilos, not Gimel Shonim. So how does Shmuel know that Rabbi Akiva is on the side of Rabbi Shmuel? Doesn't say Rabbi Kiva in the mission. It says Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. The medra mum b'steilovan avol b'steilun. You have to have. It's enough to have one zaysim and one anovim and one teinim. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds you need three. Who told Rabbi Shmuel to put Rabbi Akiva here together with Rabbi Shmuel? There's no mention of Rabbi Kiva in the mission by steilun. Anyway, it's horror. I don't know. I'm not sure. That looks to me. I'm not sure Bailum's getting the horror, but let's leave it alone. Maybe it needs to wait until after we finish Tosfos and we've talked more about this Chesed Chodesh. Let's see. Let's go on let's go to Tosfos. Cheskes Habatim, first Tosfos. Cheskes Habatim, Ubeis Habatim. Pirush Rivom. The Hodes Tam Perek Chaymer B'Kodesh Obu Hagitus V'Habatim. The Mashma Shiyesh Lehem is Man Kavua. Tosfos is asking a kashan. The Mishnah says Beis Habadim belongs to the category of Eisapayrus Tavir, but we know from the Gemara in Chagiga that there's a certain season of Beis Habadim, which says that at the time of the Beis Habadim we're more makel in the Tumah and Amoritz, because it's not shy for people to be everybody's together in the Beis Habadim. So it says in that Gemara that the Beis Habadim have a certain season of Ru Habadim, and the season is over. So you see, it's not Eisapayrus Tavir; it's not a year-round activity. Has a certain season in which we have, in which we were makel in certain halachas. Mash m'sheish lem zman kavur. So Tosfos answers, "Hainu sheroi v'olam dorchem oz bizman l'kito." There's a certain time when there's a crush, when there's a lot of people use the base abad. Bizman l'kito, when they harvest the zaysim, that's when the base abad, and most people use the base abad. Aval geish bnei yodim shematzniim kol hashana v'dorchem matam ak. But there are people who they don't press their olives into grapes right away. Put the olives away, and during the course of the year, they use the Beis Habad in order to produce oil, and therefore the Beis Habad could be in use. There are people who use the Beis Habad the whole year round, and therefore it has the, because of its mead people, so therefore the Beis Habad has the status of an Oisapayrus Todu. Sir Valchon, the Kaibish Yurim, he asks. So it seems over here that the reason why we're machmit, require Gimel Shonim Yom L'Yoyim, is because of the miut people who use the Beis Habad the whole year. Why don't we go Boser Roiv and allow them to be machzik in less than 3 years, and Gimel Shonim they're not Yom L'Yoyim? LMI, because Ein Hoichim B'Omen Achar HaRoiv. But what about according to Rabbi Holtz, Hoichim B'Omen Achar HaRoiv? That's the Rechonis Kasha Adkan. Because he assumes that the Pshat in Tosfos is that we're relying on a Roiv. We were saying Al-Pi-Roiv, most people, no, excuse me, we're being chayshish for a meal. That's how Rav Chanan learns the Mishnah. We're being chayshish for a meal. Roiv people use the Beis Habad as an enoi Eisapayrus Tadir, only once a year. And for those people, really, by rights, they should be able to be maxed out the that are not miyam liyam. But since it's a mirta people who use the Beis Abad the whole year round, so mimela, we have to be choshish for that miyut. That's what the Chana is learning. We have to be choshish for that miyut. And we have to require, therefore, in order to be machzik, we have to require gimel shonim miyoyim liyoyim. Maybe the machzik is from the miyut. Yes, Rabbi Chanan. Maybe if you hold hoichim, ein hoichim mamanach haroiv. So I understand. You can't use a roiv to be meitzi from the marakama from the muksuk. But if you hold like rather hoichim mamanach haroiv, it's machlekes amaroyim. If hoichim mamanach haroiv, you pass an ein hoichim mamanach haroiv. But there's a man domer hoichim mamanach haroiv. Rav holds hoichim mamanach haroiv. You hold the hoichim mamanach haroiv. Why can't the machzik be, and the Mishnah has to stim with Rav too? So why can't the Mishnah go? How is Rav going to explain the Mishnah? Why is the Beis Abad called an Oysa Peres Tadi? That's Rav Chanan's kasha. That means the Chori could ask even stronger. Even if you hold the Ein Hoichlim Mamanach Harod, you don't go bust the Rav. You can't be mighty from a Musik with the Rav. But over here, since the Maaser Rav and the Adam only use the Beis Abad once a year, and that's a normal way to use the Beis Abad, is only once a year. So if the Machzik used the Beis Abad once a year, so that's what we have Adam for. We have Adam, the Machzik, who is Machzik in the Beis Abad, Gimel Shonim, but Einam Yom Liyam. That means we can establish that he used the Beis Abad, Gimel Shonim, but it wasn't Yom Liyam. So we don't know if he used it for the rest of the year. We don't know if he used it Mamish Yom Liyam every day. We know he used it at the season. Gimel Shonim, but Einam Yom Liyam. So why? Why can't the machzik say, look, l'maisa, I use the base, l'kol ha-pochus. What I can establish with Adam is that I use the base abad the way most people use the base abad. Yes, there are a myriad of people who use the Beis Abad the whole year round, and that I don't have Adam to prove that I did. But I have Adam who can tell me that who can establish that I use the Beis Abad the way most people use the Beis Abad, which is Bizman Abadim. So why isn't that enough for the Machzik to be able to say to the Murakama, why weren't you Mach? After all, what is Chazak? Chazak is based on the idea Ben the Holchiusha, Ben the Rava. The basic idea of Chazak is that when you're Machzik in a field, you're Eichel Peiris in a field, the Murakama would be Mach. And the fact that the Marakama is not Meicha creates the Chazak. However, we'll understand whether it's like Kol Chayusha. We'll get into more in detail. We'll leave for the Gemara exactly the fine print of how that works. But the basic idea of Chazak certainly is, by my being Machzik, the Marakama is supposed, that's supposed to, the Pu'ula of being Machzik is that it instigates, it's supposed to instigate some kind of Macha on the part of the Marakama. The Gemara says if the Marakama doesn't know about the Chazak, it's not a Chazak. If the Marakama is somewhere in Ekvelt and he has no way of finding out about the Chazak, it's not a Chazak. Chazak, the whole idea of Chazak is that it's Ma'ir, the Marakama, to be Mecha. That's how Chazak, that's the basic function of Chazak. Well, Lemaisa, I was Machzik in the Beis Abad in the way that most people would be Machzik in the Beis Abad. That most people would use a Beis Abad once a year. Right people, that's how they use a Beis Abad, is once a year. Why isn't that enough to be Ma'ir, the Marakama, to be Mecha? Even if there's a Mida people who use it the whole year. Even if I'm from the Mida people who use it the whole year. But Lemaisa, I have Adim. I'll make the kasha even stronger. Make the kasha stronger. What's the chashu? The guy, we know, we have Adim, that the guy was machzik three times in the season. Seasonally, he was machzik three times. In the Zman Abadim, he was machzik. That he has Adim for. What we don't have Adim for is that we don't know if he was machzik Gimel Shonim Yom Liyom. We don't know if he used it every day. Like there are many people who use the Beis Abad every day. He can't establish that with Eidim. So why can't he say to the Marakama, Mimanashach? Mimanashach. If the emes is that I was Machzik only, that I used the Beis Abad only in the season. So then I belong to the Rav and the Yodim who use the Beis Abad in the season. So that's a normal way to use the Beis Abad. Why weren't you Meich? Elamai, you weren't Meicha because I'm from the myriad people who use the Beis Abad the whole year, and therefore, you weren't Meicha. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why weren't you Meicha? Because maybe I'm from the Mead people who use the Beis Abad the whole year. Maybe I use the Beis Abad the whole year, and therefore for me, the three seasons, that's not the whole Paris of the Beis Abad. But if I use the Beis Abad the whole year, then Vaitim it's a Chazok. If I use the Beis Abad the whole year, so then I was Machzik Gimel Shalom Yoyim Liyoyim. Elam, I can't prove it with Edom. I only have Edom on the Oynes Abadim, that I use it during the season of the Badim. So the Marakama can say, maybe I wasn't Machzik Miyoyim Liyoyim. Maybe I was only Machzik it in the three seasons. So, but if I was Machzik in the three seasons, then I belong to the Reib Niyodim who only use it in the three seasons. No, so if I belong to the Reib Niyodim who only use it in the season, so then for me, that's the way to be Machzik in a Beis Abad. No, I don't understand Rav Chanan. What I'm saying is, I don't really understand Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan seems to work with the assumption that there's an issue here of Hilchan Achar Rav. Is this Machzik from the Rav Bnei Adam or is he from the Mir Bnei Adam? If he's from the Rav Bnei Adam, who are only Machzik in the Zman HaBadim, then he could be Machzik it with just by using it in the Zman HaBadim. But since we're Chayshish, maybe he's from the Mir Bnei Adam, who used the Beis Abad the whole year, so therefore he has to bring Adam that he was Machzik in the Beis Abad the whole year. I don't understand. If you use the Beis Abad only in the season, then he belongs to the Reib Niyodim. We only use it in the season. So Edim for that should be enough. Elamai, we're choshish that he's from the Miyat Niyodim who used the Beis Abad the whole year. Well, if he used the Beis Abad the whole year, then he was Machzik the whole year. So then Vaitri has a Chazok. So what's the whole thing is very strange.
Yeah. Rabbi's Kasha ends up with the statement that, so therefore I'm part of the people that use it for in the normal parts of the year. But so that needs the Shita of
right, Rav Chanan seems to be assuming we don't know what I am. I may be from the people who from the Reib Bnei Adam, and if I'm from the Reib Bnei Adam, it's enough for me to be Machzik Gimel Shanim Sheinam Yom Liyayim. But maybe I'm from the Mi'at Bnei Adam. I'm the Machzik. Maybe I'm from the Mi'at Bnei Adam, and if I'm from the Mi'at Bnei Adam, then I have to bring Adam that I was Machzik Gimel Shanim Yom Liyayim. I think that's the premise of Rav Chanan's kasha.
He's saying that. The guy, let's say, if I'm the guy that's saying the time, I would say no. You need all year. You need even in the off time periods. And I would have been Milcha had you been there then, but you weren't there then. And that's what you need because we're not Hilchan Achar.
But if I wasn't there then, if the Machzik wasn't there in the off season, then that itself is an indication that he belongs to the Reib Bnei Adam who don't use it in the off season.
But that's not good enough because we're not Hilchan Achar.
Yeah, but why should we? What does Hilchan Arum and Acharoid have to do with whether we need the off season? In other words, if we could establish that I am from the Reib Bnei Adam, let's say we could know that the Machzik is from the Reib Bnei Adam who only use the Beis Abad in this season, would it be enough for him to be Machzik Gimel Shanim Sheinam Yom Liyayim? So Hilchan seems to assume it would be. Which is Chayshish. Maybe he belongs to the Mi'at Bnei Adam who used the Beis Abad the whole year. But what would make him from the Mi'at Bnei Adam? You're not born that way. A person not born, what kind of blood test we could do? Does he belong to the people who use the Beis Abad only in the season or who use it the whole year? What makes you a person who uses the Beis Abad the whole year is the fact that you use it the whole year. Well, Mimanushach, if this Machzik used the Beis Abad the whole year, which would make him from the Mi'at Bnei Adam, then he was Machzik Gimel Shanim, so the Murakami should have been Meich. LMI, we think maybe he didn't use it the whole year. Maybe he only used it in season. Maybe he's from the Reib Bnei Adam who only use it in season. Well, if he's from the Reib Bnei Adam who only use it in season, then that should be enough too. Manashach, if he's. Am I. I don't. There's a lot of hands up. So, yeah. What's your name?
The purpose of a chazaka is to instigate the Baal to be Nahar. It makes sense that we would work from the Baal's perspective.
Right.
What is considered instigation.
Right.
And since the Baal can legitimately claim that, from my perspective, I'm with the Miyat, so therefore only if you're going to be working on the field the entire year, that would be considered instigation.
It goes with the Baal, what the Baal is?
Otherwise, it's not considered instigation.
Why should it go with the Baal? If the Baal, it's not like a religious persuasion, it's not like the Baal, since he uses it the whole year, he's not goyris of Hazok, if it's only in a season.
So that's why.
But he knows that Reib Bnei, he knows that this is a normal usage. For most people, this is a normal usage to use it only three seasons.
This is a significant miyad.
Doesn't interfere with his use.
That says that you have to work in that field the entire year because there's a significant number of people working the Beis Abad the entire year. He could say that if you're working just for 6 weeks, just once during the year, that's not considered instigation. That's why I wasn't hired.
I don't understand. It's going to matter what kind of, how the Bailam uses the Beis Abad. If the Bailam uses the Beis Abad the whole year, then he has, then for him a chazok is only going to be a person who uses it the whole year. And if the Bailam uses it only in the season, then for him a chazok will be only in the season. I don't understand that. Even if, even such a Bailam uses the Beis Avad the whole year round, knows that there you could use the Beis Avad only in the season, right? And they let him do it that way, and that therefore should be a hero of Bailus.
That's not considered an instigation for him, so he can legitimately.
Yeah, I understand why it's not an instigation for him. The instigation is that this guy's doing a Maisa Bailus in my field. This is a Maisa Bailus for Ibn Yodim. So for me, it doesn't make it not a Maisa Bailus for me if I use it all year. I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand why that should be. If even a Bailum who uses the Beis Avad the whole year round recognizes that Reib Neodim uses it the other way. And if somebody's going in my field and he's using my field in a way that Reib Neodim would use it, so why isn't that a Hiroz Bailus that should be Mayur Macha?
What he can't say is that if I'm doing something that no one else does, like let's say I say it's
but why, I don't see why it should be a function of what the Bailam do. It should be irrelevant of what the Bailam do.
But as long as
the question is this a Hiroz Bailus or not? If it's a Hiroz Bailus, it should be a Hiroz Bailus for any kind of Bailam.
As long as it's a meat.
But why does it depend on what the Bailam are?
Because you're a protester.
I'm protesting against this guy being Maxig and doing a Mice of Bailus in my field. Let's say the Bailam. They only plant tomatoes in the field, and you plant bananas. So that's not a chazok. You're not doing what I would have done. But the mice, it's a mice of bilis. And we do have a certain notion that a field, you do have an idea. Maybe it's not completely. You do have a certain notion. We saw in the Rashba has an idea that a field that the mushal is generally used the whole year round. So if you plant it, we'll see by aspasta. We'll see when we get to Tosfos. The Rashba has a notion that a field, the mushal that's dedicated it's dedicated for aspasto, you could be masik in gimel chadoshim. But a field that's dedicated for steilovon, you can't be masik. See, Rashi says a klapitosis kasha tosis. Yes, why don't you be cheshchodesh with aspastik in masik in gimel chadoshim? The Gemara says number base that why aspastik in masik in gimel chadoshim. But the Mishnah says yudcheshchodesh. We'll get to tosis. We'll talk about it at length. But the Olam saw Tosis Mishlam. So the Rashba has a teretz that the Gemara Amud Beis is talking about a field that's devoted to Aspasto. So in a field that's devoted to Aspasto, so the normal usage of the field is to plant Aspasto. So then you could be maxing it with Gimel Chadoshim, because in Gimel Chadoshim, and Aspasto goes in a month. So 3 months already you have Gimel Aspasto. This is a field that's devoted to Aspasto, that's called Gimel Achilus. But in a field that's devoted to be a Steilovon, so even if you plant that faster, you have to have yudches yudalad chodesh grunt every kibbutz. You have to have more because this is not a stay as faster. So maybe we could say it's not so much what the bailam is, it's what the sod is. You're being machzik in the sod with some kind of peri that's not the normal usage of the sod. So then it becomes more. You can't. You need the time frame is based on the normal usage of the sod. So you could say over here, the time frame is going to be based on the normal usage of the Beis Habayit. Yeah, but then Habayit, I don't understand. Why can't we establish, we don't know what this Beis Habayit was used for before the Machzik came here? Is that Kasafik by us? What was the usage of the Beis Habayit by the Marakama? The Mishnah should say. A Beis Habayit, it depends on what the Marakama used it for. If the Marakama used it the whole year round, then it's a Yisrael Peres B'chol Yoyim. It's a Yisrael Peres Todi. If the Marakama used it only in the season, then it's not an Isa Peres Tadi. It's not Mashman. The Mishnah of that is Mishalik that way.
Just a variation on what you were saying. So my understanding of Kosov was not that the Miyot uses it the entire year, but the Miyot uses it at times other than what the Gemara Chagiga is mentioning.
They use it in the off season.
So maybe.
Or maybe they use it the whole year too.
It has to be used continuously the entire year. Because if it's only used during one time, then the machzik's use doesn't interfere with the ma'ar's use at all, and we could
I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's the pshat. It first of all doesn't say in Tosfos that the miyut ne'odim don't use it in the season. The miyut ne'odim, they don't crush the grapes all at once. They have grapes, and as they need the olives, they press the olives. But they need the olives in the season too.
And also,
number two, I don't think the chazok is based on the fact that you're interfering with the Balaam's usage. The Balaam's out of town. The chazok is based on the fact that you're doing a ma'isa chazok, and in his like Rashi says, "Ain l'chadam royes chaver yoyse zareya priyosu l'shodah b'soich sadeh." It's not because you're depriving the Murakami; he's not here anyway. It's because you're being machzik in his. So let me just. I want to go back to. There's. I don't want to get too bogged down in this. I think there's two possibilities. One way we could learn in this place is, I don't understand how exactly Rav Chaim learned from the Tosfos. I don't know. But the Tosfos themselves, you could them shat in Tosfos. I think there are those who want to learn this way. The Tosfos means balabatish. That since there are a miyut ne'odim who use the Beis Chabad the whole year round, it's like not everybody has their own Beis Chabad. A person has a Beis Chabad, it's a commodity that everybody in the vicinity comes to his Beis Chabad and they use it, and some he charges rent for. So if a person has a Beis Chabad, since there's a mid meyodim who are derech as zaysim ma'at ma'at, so the Beis Chabad, every Beis Chabad is in use the whole year. In other words, if I have a Beis Chabad, anybody has a Beis Chabad, he maximizes the use of the Beis Chabad. So right meyodim come in the season. That's what Moran Chagig is talking about. But the Beis Chabad is busy even in the off season, because even in the off season, the Mir Bnei Odom who are Derech Hazeis and Ma'at Ma'at will come to the Beis Chabad and they'll use it in the off season. In other words, a Beis Chabad is normally rented out. The Gemara says in the first parish somewhere, a Beis Chabad is normally rented out. You don't only use it for your own. It wouldn't be economically efficient. A person has every vicinity has a person with a Beis Chabad, and that Beis Chabad serves the whole community. So it serves the Mir Bnei Odom too. So therefore, Balabatish, the Beis Chabad is in use. Every Beis Chabad is in use the whole year. So therefore, Beis Chabad is an Oysa Peres Tadir. Nothing to do with Helchum Mom and Acharoyim, not Acharoyim. Is he from the Reib Bnei Odom, from the Mir Bnei Odom? The Beis Chabad is in use the whole year. Serving the Mir Bnei Odom, where Derech Ma'at Ma'at. That can be a Balabatish, Teretz, and Pshat and Taisus. Some of that's the Emes of Pshat and Taisus. That's all Taisus meant. But could be there's another, maybe you could say something else in Taisus. There's a Yomar Chav Teslam and Aleph. The Gemara talks about, which Hashem will get there. The Gemara talks about in Chav Tesam and Aleph about the person who normally have to be machzik in Gimel Shalom. Gimel Shalom have to be Ritzufim every year. But if you have a place where the minig is that they let the fields lie fallow every other year, if that was common practice in the ancient times. They would let the fields lie fallow every other year. In the Middle Ages, they discovered you could just plant beans in the middle of the year and keep the fields in use all the time. But in the ancient world, every other year, the fields lay fallow. So, but not everybody, they do that. Some places, they plant it every year. So the Gemara says that if you have a place where an asher, the maivri bagi, a place where the minig is, they're maivri, that means they let them lie fallow, the bagi, the fields, so then you're machzik every other year. Because that's the normal way to be machzik. So therefore, every other year, in 6 years, every other year, you'll plant the field. That's how you'll be machzik. What if you have a place where there are some people who are maivri bagi and some people who are not maivri bagi? In fact, there are right people, the Gemara says, who are maivri bagi. The Gemara doesn't say right. It's ikud maivri. There are some people who do let the fields lie fallow, and there are some people who don't. And this fellow let his sada lie, this machzik, let the sada lie fallow, and he was planted it every other year. So the Gemara says that it's not a good chazok. Even though there are some people who do, some people who don't. Since there are some people who plant it every single year, ritzufim, so the machzik has to plant ritzufim as well. Excuse me, he does not have to plant it. I'm sorry, the other way around. I'm sorry, he does not have to plant the Ritzufim. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Ma'ad teimo, you might have thought, Omale, the Marakama could say to him, Me'isa de Yidoch Havoy, if it was really yours, Iboiloch le'mizra, you should have planted it every year. Kamash Malon, so therefore, the Gemara tells me a Chiddush, the Omale, the Machsa could say, Choda Ara Bekula Bagla Le'matzinu Le'minta. Since everybody around me is letting their fields lie fallow, so I wouldn't be able to guard my field all by myself without the other farmers around me cooperating. Or we could say another time that I'm going to wear out the field, it's going to be more productive if I'm over, so therefore I have to be over. So it says in more like this. You have an area where it's ikad the over, ikad the loy over. Some people let the fields lie fallow and some people don't. So the Gemara says it's a mokum to say you have a mina that the Marakama could say to the machzik, you should have been machzik every year. You should have done it with sufim. Since there are some people who plant with sufim, there are some people who don't, some people who do. Since there are some people who plant with sufim every single year, you should have planted with sufim too. So the Gemara says no, he can't. The Marakama can't tie into that because the machzik could say, I didn't want to do it that way. It's going to be counterproductive, or I'm not going to be able to guard the field. The machzik has times why he didn't want to. He couldn't be expected to be planting it every year if that's not what everybody does. So the Mukyosef and Akamara says, what Shachnig, what's the Havamina? The Marakama could say to the Masik, you should have planted every year. Why make a Tesa? The Gemara says, some people plant every year, some people don't plant every year. Why can the Marakama say to the Masik, you should have planted every year? The Gemara says he doesn't, except for the extra svaras that the Gemara gives, he didn't want to wear it at the field, he couldn't find Shomrim. But otherwise, the Marakama could have said to the Machzik, since there are some people who plant every year, you should have also planted every year. He asked the Mukesef, why? Some people don't plant every year. So why does the Marakama insist that the Machzik should have planted every year? Says the Mukesef, since the Machzik wants to demonstrate Bailus, he's being called upon with his Chazoka to demonstrate Bailus. So the Marakama has a right to say to the Machzik, if you wanted to demonstrate Bailus, you had to be Machzik in the maximum way. And if there are some people who are machzik gimel shonim ritzufim, ritzufim is a bigger hero of bailus. In a place where everybody plants ritzufim, if you skip a year, it's not a hero of bailus. So since there are some people here who plant ritzufim, and there are some people who don't plant ritzufim, some people here who plant not ritzufim, they stagger the years. But since there are some people who do plant ritzufim, and you want to demonstrate bailus, a person who wants to demonstrate bailus in the field, you want to show that you're a bailus, you want to be able to throw out your star. You threw out your star only because you were machzik. You demonstrated bailus, right? That's the whole idea. Tlashnim Mizdoyer. That's how we pass. We pass like Rovash. Chazok is based on Tlashnim Mizdoyer. After 3 years, you throw out the star. But after 3 years of use, after 3 years of demonstrating bailus, well, you want to feel, you want to demonstrate bailus, you want to have the luxury of being able to throw out your star, you have to do the maximum, says in Mukyes. And the maximum is to be machzik ritzufim. So if nobody does ritzufim, so that's not even expected. But if some people do ritzufim and some people don't do ritzufim, says in the Mukhi Yosef, the machzik has to be. The Mukhi Yosef tells me a chiddush that the machzik is expected to be machzik where you have different customs that apply in a certain locality. The machzik is expected to do the maximum because he's the one who's demonstrating the bailus. So maybe al derech say we could say in Taisus. Taisus is saying yes, there are some people who use the beis habad the whole year. Reiv ne'odim. Excuse me. There are some people who use the beis habad the whole year. Mi'ip ne'odim. This is a reiv ne'odim who only use it in the season. But you're a machzik. You're being called upon to demonstrate bailus. It's like ikad maybe baga, ikad leka the loy maybe baga. The person who's being machzik is expected to do the maximum. The maximum here, since there's a mi'at me'odim who used the base of bad the whole year, the maximum is to use the base of bad the whole year, and that's therefore what the machzik has to do. Otherwise, the Marakama could say, why didn't you do the maximum? But you see the Mekyosef Echidosh, that the Mekyosef is machadosh for me, that where there's different ways to be machzik and there's different ways to use a field, some people do a minimum kind of way, some people do a maximum way. The machzik has to do the maximum, because otherwise the Marakama could say to him, "You're not demonstrating violence."
There's no indication in mind that there is super marmiyot.
Yeah, there it doesn't say it right. Tois told me a bigger chiddush that even when it's a miyot,
right.
Tois has to say it's a miyot, otherwise it won't stem with the Gemara in Chagiga.
Right.
But maybe the same chiddush that the Gemara says over there, you know, in the early Gemara doesn't need to say that it's a miyot. But we could take it a half step further. The Gemara says that when it's maybe in Tais we see even a little bit bigger for this. That even when the loy moivir baga are a miut, but as long as they're a significant miut, then the machzik has to do the maximum, and the maximum here is to be machzik the whole year. So epsilon. Okay, let's go on. I want to go on to the next Tais. The next Tais is an avoid. I've got a woman here. Is there a way to... nothing to do about it. Take off. Taisus learns up in Rashi that the Gimel Chadoshim Yishayim, we're going to Rabbi Shmuel, Gitches Chaydish. The Gimel Chadoshim Yishayim, the Gimel Chadoshim Yishayim, they're a complete Zriya and Tzir. The truth is, Rashi himself only talks about Zriya. And I'm going to come back to that. Whether Rashi, does Rashi necessarily mean what Taisus imputes to them? But the Rashbam and Lamed Vav Amud Beis learns B'Feirush, like Taisus says in the name of the Kuntres, that the Gimel Chadoshim are a Zeriah and a Ketzira. So we'll revisit whether that's the Pshat and Rashi, but it's certainly the Rashbam and Lamed Vav. Which means that you have a whole harvest. You planted, and in this Gimel Chadoshim, you had a Zeriah and a Ketzira, you had a whole thing. So first of all, Taisus addresses the Metzias. The normal harvest season is in Nisan, around Nisan. If you're going to have here, you're going to have to say, in order to fit in the Yudchas Chodesh, Azri and Xira before Nisan, and Azri and Xira after Nisan, so it's a little bit of a chiddush. That a tefuah that in the Shana Achrona, Taisus is addressing the Shana Achrona, something that you planted right after Nisan, should already be able to be harvested 3 months later. And really, it's not supposed to be harvested till Nisan of the following year. This mana kotzer is ordinarily Nisan. So here, in the Shana Achrona, you plant it after Nisan. Tais is assuming that we're talking about Nisan. It doesn't have to be Nisan. The Rishonim say that the Ritva says by Gimel Shonim of Chacham, some it's true in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as well. There's no particular calendar date that we're tied to. It doesn't have to necessarily be Nisan. Gimel Shonim, we pass in Gimel Shonim Shleimus, Miyom Liyom. It doesn't have to be from Tishrei to Tishrei. Gimel Shonim Shleimus is whatever the Matzah began until 3 years later. Rastam Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, it's the same thing. The Yud Ches Chodesh don't fundamentally have to be from 3 months before Nisan to 3 months after Nisan. Rashi talked about Tishrei, 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. Rashi talked about Rosh Hashanah, 3 months before Rosh Hashanah to 3 months after Rosh Hashanah. It's all Mishalim. It's Yud Ches Pashtos, it's Yud Ches Chodesh. Yud Ches Chodesh is going to be 3 months before some arbitrary date until 3 months after some arbitrary date in order to have a total amount of Yud Ches Chodesh. Rashi is giving me an example of Tishrei. Tosfos gives me an example of Nisan. We'll come back to why Rashi gives an example of Tishrei. Tosfos gives an example of Nisan. Poshut. Why does Tosfos give the example of Nisan? Why didn't he say Kislev? He had Gimel Chadoshim before Kislev, and then it goes to Gimel Chadoshim after Kislev. So why wasn't that the Moshul? Why did Tosfos talk about Nisan? The answer is the Mitzvah, Poshut. The Zman HaKotzer is Nisan. That's the harvest time. So you're going to do a Zeriah and a Ketzira in 3 months, it's going to be around Nisan time. A Zeriah and a Ketzira in 3 months in the middle of the winter, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, this Zeriah and Ketzira, this Gimel Chadoshim of Zeriah and Ketzira is in the vicinity of Nisan, before Nisan, after Nisan. So therefore, Tosfos Moshel Zois, he instantiates the case of Yud Ches Chodesh. You had Gimel Chadoshim before Nisan, you had a quick Zeriah and Ketzira. Nisan is the normal time to be Kaiser. So 3 months before Nisan, you planted. A little bit late to plant, but you planted 3 months before Nisan, you harvested. Then in the middle year you had a normal harvest, Nisan time. And then right after Nisan, you also had a Zeriah and right away a Ketzira. So Tosfos gives the mushel of Nisan because it's not likely that you could really fit in, you could do this Kislev time. It's not very likely that Gimel Chadoshim before Kislev or Gimel Chadoshim after Kislev, you could make a Zeriah and a Ketzira. It's in the springtime you could possibly do this Gimel Chadoshim. So therefore Tosfos gives the mushel of Chodesh Nisan. I don't think in Tosfos though it's more than a mushel. But it's the most likely mushel. It's the most likely case of a person being able to fit a Zeriah and a Ketzira 3 months before the year and 3 months after the year is going to be when the year is from Nisan to Nisan. I think that's Pashut Pshat in Tosfos. So Tosfos, don't be surprised that you could plant right after Nisan and 3 months later you could already be ready to harvest. That's so shver. The Amin of Rosh Hashanah kotzvu and itzeres b'chagia b'yadu ha-shevi yishlish l'fnei Rosh Hashanah amag deil pa'amim v'yisei hazman. So Tosfos says the Metzias, he agrees. It is possible, not normal, but it's possible that in Gimel Chadoshim, in the end of the spring, you should be able to make a harvest in the state of Aval Kashilari. D'im kein amai tzorich Yud Ches Chadoshim. B'tes chvov Chadoshim sani. Why do you need 18 months? Why is it enough to have 15 months? She'izur Gimel Chadoshim lefnei nisim. B'yiksur b'nisim. V'shniu b'seif ha-kayitz. And then 3 months after Nisan, at the end of the spring, at the end of the summer, or Sukkot time, even whatever, doesn't really matter. Vishlishis b'Nisan Abba, and then Gimel Chadoshim before the next Nisan. In other words, if in three months you could do a Zeriah and a Ketzira, so what do you do? What do you need test? What do you need Yud Ches Chadoshim? You could fit into 15 months into Tesvav Chadoshim. So let me just ask, just to make sure we have Pashup Shat, why do you say 15 months? Why not 9 months? If you could do a three and a ksira in 3 months, and you want to do three of them, so you could do it in 9 months. And the truth is, Tosfos Rid in Lamed Vav, when he asked the Kasha and Rashi, because Rid in Lamed Vav defends Rashi in the Rashbam, but he asked the Kasha in terms of 9 months. He says, what do you need 18 months? It's enough to have 9 months. Gimel Chadoshim and Gimel Chadoshim and Gimel Chadoshim. So why did Tosfos say 15 months? It's Pashup to answer, yeah.
So this is Rabbi Shmuel, which Mar says derived from Shmuel. So it sounds like even though Chazaka is supposed to focus on Achilos for Rabbi Shmuel, has to be rooted in 3 years. Mar starts off by asking her in the Chazaka she.
No, but the Gemara said later. The Gemara said later in Amud Beis, Beferish, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's enough. Since you learn that from Sharmud, according to Al-Chilosh, it's enough that beitna da isilah leisilah. As long as one started growing after the other, next one was harvested, that's enough to be called the Gemara. Yes, if you're going to learn it out from Sharmud, so Sharmud, all you need is three. Could be three consecutive days. What do you have to have 3 years for? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you need that one to start growing after the other one was harvested. So the Gemara says, okay, but if you have that at least, like by aspasta, where you could have. One is planted after the other one is harvested. Why can't you do it in Gimel Chadoshim? So the Gemara says, Nechanami, Rabbi Shmuel, Manoch, Yishu, Rabbi Shmuel. And the Rabbi Shmuel, Hachanami, by Aspasta, you could be Masik in Gimel Chadoshim. So the Gemara says, Beferish. Sharmud is satisfied by, as long as it's, when it's Isilaho, Lesilaho. You plant one after the other one is finished. So why do you talk about Tesvav Chadoshim? Why not nine Chadoshim? There's a simple answer here.
Stay Lesilaho and grows in Tzilos.
Because we're talking about Estelov, and Estelov grows around this. Taisa saw here a chiddush that the ain't payment is don't be surprised in 3 months after you plan. So he says, I'll tell you, I'll show you. I have a gemara over there, and I have a gemara for you in Rosh Hashanah that you can have a zri and a ksira in 3 months. But a zri and a ksira in 3 months around Nissan time, before Nissan, after Nissan. But you want to do it in 9 months, where you can do Gimel Chadoshim before Nissan, Gimel Chadoshim after Nissan, then Gimel Chadoshim already in the. We don't know that that's Shaykh Metzias. Who says that in 9 months you could plant? It just may not be possible with Metzias, and just to take 9 months out of the year and to plant three tools, maybe they won't grow that way. It'll grow Gimel Chadosh. What we can prove from the Din of Yud Ches Chodesh is that you can plant and harvest 3 months before Nissan, and that you can plant and harvest 3 months after Nissan. That we know from the Din of Yud Ches Chodesh, because how does Yud Ches Chodesh happen? Gimel Chadoshim lefnei Nissan. Gimel Chadoshim. No, it's Gimel Chadosh. In year one, you have the last Gimel Chadosh. Let's say a year is from Nissan to Nissan. We'll just say arbitrarily. We're going to talk about a year being from Nissan to Nissan. So in the first year, you have the Gimel Chadoshim at the end of the year before Nissan. In the Rabbi Shmuel's case, Yud Ches Chodesh. Then you have the next year, you have the Gimel Chadoshim at the end of the year before the next Nissan. And then you have Gimel Chadoshim in the third year at the beginning of the year right after Nissan. That's the case of Yud Ches Chodesh. Or maybe the cases you had before the end of the year, before the first Nissan, and then you had Gimel Chadoshim right after the first Nissan, and then maybe you have another Gimel Chadoshim after the last Nissan. Either way, take your pick. But we can prove that it's possible to be Zoreya and Koitzer 3 months before Nissan and 3 months after Nissan. So Tosfos is asking, okay, I know that much I know. I don't have a warrant to go further than that. But that much I see in Metzius, that you could plant 3 months before Nissan and harvest, and right after Nissan you could plant and harvest again. Otherwise, I wouldn't have the Metzius Yud Ches Chodesh. Well, if I can do that, the Metzius, then I don't need 18 months. I could do it in 15 months. Before Nissan, Gimel Chadoshim, after Nissan, Gimel Chadoshim, then the next Nissan, before the next Nissan, Gimel Chadoshim. And then I'll have a Metzius of, in 15 months, I could have the Metzius of, in Lundus, 9 months would be enough. But Lundus is not good enough. The plant's not going to grow, the wheat's not going to grow from Lundus. So, but I need, does it really work? But I know that it worked. But this much I know, that you could do Gimel Chadoshim before Nissan and Gimel Chadoshim after Nissan, and that'll really work. Otherwise, you would never have Yud Ches Chodesh. Well, if that works, then I don't need Yud Ches Chodesh. I could do Tesvav Chodesh. The Tosfos Rid asked in Lamed, let it be enough. 9 months.
Yeah, but if that's the case in 15 months, then you're planting twice on the field in 1 year.
Yeah, but anyway, even for Yud Ches Chodesh, you have to do it. Even for Yud Ches Chodesh, one Nissan, you're going to plant right before Nissan and right after Nissan. It may be that, I don't know if it's the first Nissan or last Nissan, either way. But there's one Nissan.
Okay. Well, we have a blackboard.
Yeah, but if the year is Nissan to Nissan, so then you're planting.
Right, here's Nissan, and here's Nissan. So, right, Nissan. So, how do you have 18 months? The only way to have 18 months, Gimel Chadoshim, is Zri Nitzir. The only way to have it is like this, or alternatively, like this. One of those, one of the two.
That's only Rav Yudchas Chodesh. So Tosfos says, well, you see that this is possible. This works. You can plant Gimel Chadoshim before this and Gimel Chadoshim after this, and then it'll grow. So Tosfos says, okay, fine. So then just do this. That's 15 months. You haven't done anything agriculturally different than you did by Yudchas Chodesh. So and here you can do it in, and you can do the same thing in 15 months. So why do you need Yudchas Chodesh? So Tosfos Kasha, fundamentally, Tosfos is asking really, 9 Chadoshim should be enough. As far as the Lumbus is concerned, Tosfos is asking, what do you need 18 months? 9 Chadoshim should be enough. Tosfos doesn't talk about 9 Chadoshim because he doesn't have a warrant that that's really physically possible. So he talks about Tezavav Chodesh. But it's basically the same Kasha that Tosfos read, that 9 months should be enough. What's the whole Yudchas Chodesh? What do you need? Do it in the minimum possible time. Gimel Chadoshim, Gimel Chadoshim, Gimel Chadoshim. The Kol HaFachas in 15 months, that's possible. Maybe it's possible in less. Maybe it's possible in 9 months. But at least it's possible in 15 months. So that's Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos answers. Tosfos answers. The tzorech achila chashuva shil yud bez chodesh be'emtza. The middle achila has to be an achila chashuva of a whole year. Why? So let's see the next step in Tosfos, then we'll understand better. Afal gab daminu b'gemara, afal klas peri, klas yorchi, k'gan aspas l'Rav Shmuel havi chazoka. The gemara says beferish. That according to Rav Shmuel, you can be masik, with aspas l'Rav, you can be masik in 3 chadoshim. Where's the achil chashuva shuv yud beis chodesh be'emsa? You're telling me you need a achil chashuva be'emsa? There you don't have it. So, and if answer Tosfos, shiny hosum, lefishu zman shalom. Because that's the normal time for aspasta. When it's the normal time, you don't have to have yud beis chodesh be'emsa. When it's not the normal time, when some of your zriya and ksira, your zriya and ksira at the end, is not, when at least one of them is not bizman shalo, it's not at the normal time, then Tosfos is machadish that you have to have an achila chashuva shel yud beis chodesh be'emsa. So here, since in our case over here, say by yud beis chodesh. So this, which one here is not bizman? This one I think is bizman. Even though you planted late, but you were kaitzer b'zman. I don't know if that's called shalei b'zman. Maybe that's also called shalei b'zman, because you planted late. I'm not sure. But certainly this one is shalei b'zman, because you harvested gimel chadoshim after nisan. That's not the zman. The zman is ein zman, as I said at the beginning, ein zman ad nisan haba. Tefuah that you plant after nisan, it's zman is b'nisan haba. So this zri and ksira shalei b'zman. So Tosfos is mechadish, since this zri of ksira shalei b'zman, this zri of ksira has to be in achila chashuva shel yud beis chodesh be'emsa. You planted it right after Nisan, and you harvested for Nisan Habah in the normal way. Or whatever, you planted in the normal time. I don't know exactly when they plant the normal time, but it's... In the summer or the fall, you planted in the normal time, and you were Zerei, and you were Kaitzer and you were Kaitzer in this. So that's what Tosfos Mechadish to patch up Rashi, to answer Rashi. So what's the Svar? Why is it that just because this Riyu Ksiru Shalei B'Zman, therefore this has to be an Achila Chashuva Shavu B'Zchadish B'Amtza?
Usually you show your real bias, you're trying to steal something.
Yeah, L'chore, the pastor says, since you're doing it Shalei Kederach HaBailim, since Shalei B'Zman is Shalei Kederach HaBailim, so whenever it's a Chazok is done Shalei Kederach HaBailim, we're going to have met Keseder in the parak. A Chazok of Shalei Kederach HaBailim is a weak Chazok. The Ban don't feel such a necessity to be, it's not Ma'or so much Machot. Because he's not machzik in a machzik injury, he's not being machzik in the normal way. So since this chazaka is weak, this chazaka has to be compensated by being strong. Maybe say a little bit, but derech acher, since this zriyah b'sirah is not in the expected time, so it could be that if you when you do the ma'aseh chazaka in an unexpected time, the bialim aren't it's also not ma'or the bialim so much. They don't.
because we don't hear about it so much. The first way is easier. Therefore, I need a very strong achilah kashuva bent. I'm suggesting maybe a little bit of different lomas. Since this real tzir shalayb is mana, the band don't hear it so fast. The band don't hear it when it's unexpected. This is far like that in the Tosfos Rid. Look, I mean, the chiluk to nistayilov and nistayilon. Why did the nistayilon, it could be masik three truas in 1 year, and by stay halavon, he says it in Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds that in a stay halavon you could be masik. Tashrit says it. It's not going to work in the Tosfos. I'm just going to show you a similar story. Tashrit explains, according to Rashi, according to why is it by a stay halavon you yud chas chodesh, and by a stay halavon you could be masik in 1 year. After all, the Metzias is Tehillah, and you could do it in 9 months. That's the street you could do a Tehillah in 9 months. So Tosfos Rid says, and it's Tehillah, and the Baal expected to do it 3 times a year. I don't want to get now into the nitty gritty of the Tosfos Rid. He has a similar idea. He says, in a stay Elon, the Baal expect you to do 3 pairs a year. So therefore, you can be Machzik in 1 year. In a stay Elon, the Baal don't expect you to be Machzik 3 times in a year. They don't expect you to do an intention in 9 Chadoshim. So therefore, you have to stretch it out over Yud Ches Chodesh. That's not Shittas, a Tosfos. I don't want to drag that into Tosfos. Tosfos is working with other swords. You see such a notion that when a chazok is at an unexpected time, it's not really effective. So maybe in Tosfos also we can say, since this is shalei b'zimano, it's not at the expected time, the bayim don't necessarily hear about something which is unexpected. So you need an achilah chashuva to get the bayim's attention. Maybe. The other way is simpler. The first swar is simpler. This is not so much klimaxic in shi, since it's shalei b'zimano. But this has to be more strongly chazok. Okay, Tosfos goes on. The Gemara explains what's the machlokes of Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Yud Ches Chodesh or Yud Dalet Chodesh? So the Gemara says the machlokes is in Peir Rab and Peir Zut. Now, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, Peir Rab and Peir Zut means. Different kinds of pairs. That was Lapuke from. Tosis eventually is going to learn that in the Yud Ches Chodesh over here that you don't have a Zriya and a Ksira. All you have is a Ksira. The Zriya was done by the Bailam. And if a Tosis eventually is going to learn that Peirab and Peirazutta just means how much did the wheat have to grow in Yerushus before you were Kotzer it? Does it have to grow a little bit? Does it have to grow a lot? And that's going to put a whole different spin on the Gemara. But since Rashi is learning, the way Tosis understands it, that you have a Zriya and a Ksira, so you have the whole growth of the whole growth from the Zriya till the Ksira. You have the full growth. So Peirab and Peirazutta cannot mean how much did the thing grow by you? What percentage of the growth took place in the Baal Zrishus? 100% of the growth took place in the Baal Zrishus. So what does Peirab and Peirazutta have to mean? It has to mean, as the Rashbam in fact says over there, Lamed Vav Beis, different kinds of Peiras. That these Gimel Chadoshim, or according to Rabbi Kiva, the Chodesh Echod, are being done with different kinds of pears. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Kiva says, you only need 1 month because you could plant 1 month crops. Like Rashi says, or Rashbam over there says, for example, Yeroka is the vegetables that grow very fast, or Aspasta, which the Gemara says grows in a month. So that's enough to be maxim. So you could have an Aspasta over here, and an Aspasta over here, and then you have Yudubis Chodesh Bams. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you can't do it with Peirazutu, with Aspasta or Yerokas. You need Peir or Rabbo. You need Peirs to take 3 months to grow. What do pears take 3 months to grow? Says the Rashbam, chitim and sarim, grain, love and stay love, and love. Grain can grow in 3 months, like I said at the beginning of the Dibur. That's the Gemara. That's how Rashi and the Rashbam are going to have to learn the Gemara over there on Amud Vavavayis. Pei Rab and Pei Rezut. So that means that Rabbi Shmuel apparently holds that aspasta you can't use aspasta to be machzik because you need Pei Rab, not Pei Rezut. You cannot be machzik with aspasta. And again, according to Tosfos' eventual pshat, the way Tosfos is going to learn at the end, we're not talking about aspasta. We're talking about a stei lovan. You're planting a stei lovan. And the whole thing is dealing with stei lovan. And the shaila is, how much did you let it grow by you? But according to the Rashbam's pshat, Pei Rab and Pei Rezut means, Rabbi Akiva says you could use aspasta for this month. You could use aspasta for the last month. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, aspasta is not good. You cannot be masik with aspasta. You have to be masik with grain. Grain takes 3 months. Asks Tosfos. Aval Koshulari, start again. I mean, a big more pay rabbi pays to take the Ikabanai, which will be able to keep a Pirisha countries, and Rashi learned the Rajbam over there learns, as he has to learn the Shitasli. Rabbi Shmos over pay rabbi can say, Mishabel Shul, grain, Shigdale and Begimel Hadoshim. Rabbi Kiva saw the pay Zutta can Yerik, a God of Bukhayda Bukhayda Shechot. Asks Tosis, for me to be more, that's Spasta Bukhayda Shechot, have you Hasoku, Rabbi Shmos? But how can you tell me that Rabbi Shmos doesn't allow us Spasta? The Gemara says in Omid Beis, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that if you ate aspasta begimel chadoshim, it's a good chazakah. So why does the Gemara say in Lamed Vov that Rabbi Shmuel demands 3 months because he doesn't let you use aspasta, as aspasta is not enough to be mastic with? But the Gemara Mabe says beferish alibad Rabbi Shmuel that with aspasta you can be mastic in 3 months. To steer Rabbi Shmuel, is aspasta good enough or is it not? Tosis is not asking why by aspasta could you do it in 3 months and here it takes 18. That Tosis is already addressed. There it's the Zman Shaloi, you could do it in 3 months. Here, since it's wheat, it's the Shaloi Zman Shaloi, you have to have Yud B'Shchodesh Ben. Tosis is asking, what Tosis seems to be asking is, supposed to be the Steer Nabi Shmo. Over here, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to use grain, you cannot use aspasta. Why can't you use aspasta? Then you can do it in 14 months. And after all, Rabbi Shmuel himself says that you could be mastic with aspasta. Chayyur Tosis could have asked a different kasha. According to Rabbi Akiva, that you are using aspasta. According to Rabbi Akiva, it looks like this. We have 1 month, because you use aspasta. Well, if you use aspasta, then why do you need 14 months? For aspasta, it is this man. Zeus Mashal, the Gemara says in Amud Beis, Gimel Chadosh, aspasta, you can be master, Gimel Aspasta, Gimel Chadoshim, and it's fine. The Tosfos says, why? Because that's this man. So why? Tosfos Beferish, Zeus Mashal. So why does Rabbi Akiva say 14 months? Why 14 months? Yeah, but if you have an aspasta over here and an aspasta over here, so this is the Zman, then you should have an aspasta in the middle and do it in 3 months.
Yeah, but isn't the Gemara
what? So maybe the answer is that the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to Rabbi Shmuel. And maybe Rabbi Kiva holds Thomas that you need Yud Beis Chodesh Be'em, so maybe he doesn't agree to the Gimel Aspastas, the Gimel Chadoshim. Could be. At least Tosfos didn't want to ask get that as the Kasha, because at least that could be, that's possible. It's a little bit strange, but maybe that's at least possible enough. Tosfos didn't want to make that the Kasha. So Tosfos doesn't ask Rabbi Akiva, why do you need 14 months? Why do you need to get Achilah Chashuv Bemsa? Maybe Rabbi Akiva Stam requires Achilah Chashuv Bemsa all the time. His kasha is in Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara says beferish that you have to use chit over here. You cannot use aspasta. Why can't you use aspasta? Use aspasta here. Use aspasta here, and then you'll be able to be machzik. The truth is not only in 14 months, in 3 months. Because once you use aspasta at the end, according to Rabbi Shmuel,
You certainly don't need an achilah chashuvah b'em. Rabbi Shmuel says b'feirush in Amud Beis that gimel aspas is b'gimel chadoshim avik hazok. Maybe that goes into Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos is asking Rabbi Shmuel not only why do you need 18 months, it should be enough to do 14 months. He's asking even more. Why do you need 18 months, it should be enough to do 3 months? Use aspasta. The Gemara says b'feirush in Amud Beis. You could have said, we're not talking about aspasta. But the Gemara says b'feirush in Amud Beis that we are talking about aspasta. That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva allows aspasta and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't. So obviously we're envisioning using aspasta. Well, if you're envisioning using aspasta, then why do you need 18 months? Do it in... It sounds like he's asking 14 months, but maybe he's really asking do it in 3 months. Because if it's already aspasta, do it in 3 months. The truth is, though, the ring of Tosis, it doesn't sound like Tosis is asking you should do it in 3 months. It sounds like Tosis is just asking, why is Rabbi Kiva chelik and why is Rabbi Shmuel chelik and Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Shmuel require Peir Rabba? Rabbi Kiva himself says he could use aspasta, so Peir Zuta should be enough. He should be made to Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't sound, I'm not saying for sure, but the ring of Tosfos doesn't sound like he's asking you should be able to be Masik in 3 months. The ring of Tosfos is that he's asking, he should have spelled it out then. It sounds like Tosfos, they're just asking Esti and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva is the one who allows aspasta, that's why you do it in 14 months. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you can't use aspasta, you need pay a rabbi, that's why you need 18 months. But Rabbi Shmuel himself says in Amud Beis that you could use aspasta. So why is he chaylik in Rabbi Kiva? It doesn't sound like this is asking that, therefore, why can't you do it in Gimel Chadoshim? Even more than Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't quite, sounds in place that he's asking to do it in 14 months. I don't know for sure, but that doesn't seem like this is asking such a strong question. But he's going so far in the passion. Truth is, it could be just for the following reason. Tyson may not be asking you should be able to do it in 3 months. He may just be asking on the 14 months. I'll tell you why. The Rashba suggested teretz for Tyson's kasha. Let me start this. The Rashba suggested teretz for Tyson's kasha. Not just suggest, the Rashba says it there. He says he doesn't think Tosfos' kasha is a kasha. Why? Tosfos asks, the Gemara says on the base that according to Rabbi Shmuel you need Peir Rabba, not Peir Zutta, which means according to the Rashba, the Rashba agrees to this chat, that Rabbi Kiva allows a spasta. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you can't use a spasta, you have to use Peir Rabba. He asks Tosfos, but the Gemara says I'm on base beferish that Rabbi Shmuel allows you to be mastic with aspasta, gimel aspasta, begimel chadoshim havi chazok. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel does allow to be mastic. You could be mastic with aspasta. How can the Gemara and Rabbi Shmuel say that you cannot be mastic, that Rabbi Shmuel requires Peir Rab? Said the Rashba Pasha to Teres. The Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are talking about a stay lovam. The Gemara says beferish, but med varmum, a stay lovam. The Mishnah says it's talking about a stay lovam. It's not an aspasta field. It's not a field that's given over for growing aspasta. It's a stay lovam. Stay lovam means a field that's grown for amber waves of grain. Stay lovam. It's supposed to be, it's for grain. But you're planting aspasta to be machzik faster. Says the Rashba, in a field that's made for aspasta, so you could be machzik in aspasta in 3 months. That's how aspasta could be grown in a month. And it's a field of aspasta, so gimel achilas is 3 months. But this is a field that's a stay lovon. It's not really made for aspasta. In a stay lovon, normally you have a crop per year. So even if you plant aspasta, you want to plant aspasta, be masik in the field with aspasta, so Rabbi Kiva allows you to do it. So he says, first of all, even Rabbi Kiva allows you to do it, but you have to do it over 14 months because it's a field that normally is planted every year, not planted 3 times a year. And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't allow it at all. Rabbi Shmuel holds that in a field that's not made for aspasta, you can't be machzik with aspasta. You have to be machzik with something, with a peir rabba, something that's more similar to the peiras that the bailim grow in this field. The bailim grow in this field peir rabba, chitim v'sayim. So you want to be machzik in this field, says the Rashba, you have to use peir rabba. You have to use the normal kind of peiras, chitim v'sayim, or other kinds of peir rabba. The Rashba is maybe different shot than peir rabba. Peir rabba might be, I forgot, he says, something that takes 3 months to grow. It's not quite stay lovam, but it grows. It's a peir rabba. It's something that's not an aspasta. It's something that's more like a stay, like grain. It's peir rabba, bigger fruits. That's how the Rashba answers Tosfos' kasha. It's a bunch of different mitzvahs.
The Gemara in the base is talking about a soda of aspasta. So there, Rabbi Shmuel agrees, it could go aspasta. The Mishnah is talking about a stelovon. And a stelovon, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, requires peir rabba, not peir zutta. That's the Rashba's teretz. Very posh to teretz. So I want to suggest, Taisus also knew that. Taisus was smart enough to understand that teretz as well. But Taisus held doesn't help. Taisus held, all that accomplishes. All that accomplishes. The fact that this is not a field that's made for aspasta, it's a field that's made for lovon, for grain. And you're planting it in aspasta. What that means is that it's not the Zman Shalom. The Zman Shalom, Tosfos learns, no, I want to suggest, Tosfos when he says that this is not the Zman Shalom, Tosfos said before a concept, Eino Zman Shalom. I want to suggest, Eino Zman Shalom doesn't mean the Zman of the grain. It's not the Zman of the field. It's Al Derech, the second shot that I said before, it works that better. We're talking about when does the Bialim expect you to be Machsik. The Zman of the field is in this. It works better with that understanding of Zman Shalom. What's the Maila? Taisus before said that this is not the Zman Shalom. That's why you need Achil Chashuva Benzo. Because this is not the Zman Shalom. Let's say the Zman Shalom means it's not the Zman of the field. The field's Zman is to be harvested in Nissan. You harvest it 3 months after Nissan, it's not the Zman Shalom. So that's why you need Achil Chashuva Benzo. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba wants to suggest that over here you can't use aspasta because it's not a field that's made for aspasta. It's a field that's made for lovin. I think Taisus would agree that there's such a distinction. That in a field that's made for lovin, if you plant aspasta, it's not what this field is made for. But what's that gonna, what does that do? What does that accomplish? Taisus, well, the maximum that does is it makes it that it's not this manshula. The Bialim expect you to harvest in this. They don't expect you to plant aspasta and harvest in the middle of the winter. So therefore, Taisus agrees, in a field like this, you couldn't plant Gimel Aspastas to Gimel Chadoshim, because it's not this manshula. But Taisus says, so what? It's not this manshula anyway. Even if you plant Chitim, it's not this manshula. Because this man of Chitim is a Nissan. You plant in Gimel Chadoshim after Nissan. Taisus said before, this is anyway not this man. Even if you use Peir Rabba, even if you use Chitim and Sairim. But 3 months after Nissan is anyway not this manshula. But for that, Rabbi Shmuel already said, you can compensate with an Achila Chashuva Be'emsa. The Achila Chashuva Be'emsa takes care of the fact that it's not the Zman Shalom. So therefore, Taisus is asking, why can't you use aspasta, point Rabbi Shmuel? It's not the Zman Shalom. I this field is not made for aspasta. It's not like the Gemara Amud Beis, where we're talking about a field that was made for aspasta. So Taisus, fine, I understand. Here we're talking about a field, the Gemara Amud Beis is talking about a field that's made for aspasta. So in Gimel Chadoshim, you're not even going to need Achila Chashuva Be'emsa, because there is Zman Shalom. Here you're going to plant aspasta, it won't be the Zman Shalom. Okay, fine, says Taisus. So for that, I'll compensate with an Achila Chashuva Be'emsa. But I should still be able to be Machsik in 14 months. Put an Aspasta over here, an Aspasta over here. Have an Achila Chashuva Be'emsa. Is not the Zman Shalom. Okay, fine, Achila Chashuva Be'emsa takes care of that. But once you took care of the fact that it's not the Zman Shalom, fundamentally, Aspasta is a Chazoka. You know, we see Rabbi Shmuel holds, you could be Machsik by planting Aspasta. It's a Maisa Bailus. Because don't tell me that planting Aspasta is not a Maisa Bailum. Can't be used for chazok. You see in the Gemara on the base that in a sod of aspasta at least you could be mastered by planting aspasta. So planting aspasta is a ma'aseh bailam. Elamai over here is not a field of aspasta, so it's not this manshula. Fine. So for that I have yachil chashuva b'emsa. But why do I need 18 months? Have an aspasta over here, an aspasta over here, and yachil chashuva b'emsa. That's why Tais is not asking. I said before the ring of Tais is that he's not asking that according to Rabbi Shmuel, what do you need 18 months? It should be enough to have 3 months. Just plant aspasta. That Taisus understands. We're talking about a stelovon. You're going to plant aspasta. It's not this manshula. You're going to need at least an achila chashuva b'emsa. Taisus not walking away from that. Of course, you have to have an achila chashuva b'emsa. Taisus just asking. Okay, fine. Here, of course, it's not a sod of aspasta. Here, you're going to need achila chashuva b'emsa because aspasta over here is not this manshula. It doesn't really belong. But having done the achila chashuva b'emsa, why do you need to pay a rabba at the end? Why do you need to pay a rabba at the beginning? Use aspasta. What's the chisorn? Aspasta doesn't belong as teilovin, so worst. So all that means is it's not this manshula. The Bible don't expect you to be planting anything now. So for that, I took care of that with an achil chashuva b'emsa. But why can't I use aspasta for the months at the end, for the bookends?
It would be possible to draw a distinction between planting the wrong thing in the wrong field and just planting it a few months, like a month or two earlier, a month or two later.
Yeah, Nechami, but that's nichut to me. You know, you're right. The Rashi would say no. This is not even kederach habayla. Maybe that Tosfos didn't hold. Tosfos held. The maximum, what I want to explain is why Tosfos only asked why the ring of Tosis, this sounds like Tosis is only asking, why does Rabbi Shmuel require 18 months and not 14 months? Tosis doesn't ask, why can't you do it in 3 months? So let him explain. Tosis understood 3 months you can't do, because it's not this man of aspasto. This field, because it's not this manshla. I wouldn't even say it's not this manshla. Aspasto, Tosis, is this manshla. Any 3 months is this man of aspasto. Yes, any 3 months of this man of aspasto when you're in a sod of aspasto, because it's this man when the Baalim expect you to be machzik in this field. But if you use aspasto and the stay lovan, then by definition it's not this manshla, because it's not this man of the stay lovan. The stay lovan's man is nissen. The stay lovan's man is not in the middle of nowhere. I think it's Emes of Pshat and Tosis. It's not the Feirush and Tosis. You could read Tosis that he's really asking it should be enough 3 months. It doesn't sound that way. In any event, Tosis is a kasha on Shitas Rashi. This is where Shitas Rashi seems to break down. Why does, according to Rashi, we're forced to say Pei Rabim Pei Rezuta means Chitim and Sarim versus Aspasta. And it says in the Gemara, if that's the case, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel does not allow Aspasta. Why doesn't he allow Aspasta? The Mishnah, the Gemara says on the base that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Gimel Chadoshim Kimasik of Aspasta. I want to talk to you a little bit. What are Rashi and Rashbam going to do with Tosis's kashas? Make us chola today. Look at the Rashbam and the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The second to last line. Rabbi Shmuel saw the near lo havi chazaka. The near is not our concern right now. But just want to read the rest of my mail. Gemar Peri. Hilkach tzarech gimel chadoshim b'rishayno v'gimel b'achayno t'vahochi godel pre-kol tzarech v'yud b'yiz chadoshim b'emtza t'vahinen ritzufim. Rashbam, he's addressing Akasha. He's addressing why you need yud b'yiz chadoshim b'emtza. If Peri is Godel and Gimel Chadoshim, so you have Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna, Gimel Chadoshim Bachayna, so why do you need Yud Beis Chodesh Be'emsa? So the Rashbam says, you know why you need Yud Beis Chodesh Be'emsa? The Ba'inan Ritzufim, because you need Ritzufim. What does he mean? He's asking a kasha that's similar to Tosis' kasha. He's asking why you need Beis Chodosh and Be'emtza. But his teretz is, you know why you need Beis Chodosh and Be'emtza? Because otherwise it's not Ritzufim. I want to work backwards. What was his kasha? What exactly was his kasha that he's answering that you need good Beis Chodosh and Be'emtza because Be'in and Ritzufim? In Tosis, could Tosis have just answered, when Tosis asked the kasha, but Tesla Chodosh and Sagi, could Tosis have answered, well, you know why you can need 18 chadoshim, not 15? Because you need ritzufim. But it's not a teretz. So 15 chadoshim is ritzufim. Tesvav chadoshim ritzufim. Well, what was the Rashbam's kasha? The Rashbam answers, you know why you need... you need yud beis chadoshim be'emtza, but the ba'inan ritzufim. What kind of teretz is that? But if I have nine, if I have three chadashim in the first, if I have three chadashim and three chadashim and three chadashim, or maybe that's not shaykh from mitzias, we said before. So at least, but 15 chadashim is for sure shaykh from mitzias. Maybe nine chadashim, Tosis reads nine chadashim, maybe that's a physical impossibility in the state level. But 15 chadashim, Tosis is for sure possible. That Tosis worked out one way or another. You could do it in 15 chadashim. So what's the kasha? You need Yud Beis chadashim because of Ritzufim. That'll be Ritzufim. 15 chadashim is Ritzufim. So what's the Rashbam's kasha? The Rashbam obviously was asking a different kasha. The Rashbam's kasha was, if a peri is godel and gimel chadashim, so why need gimel chadashim berishayna, gimel chadashim berachayna, Yud Beis chadash b'emsa? Why not have gimel chadashim berishayna? Gimel chadashim in the middle, and gimel chadashim b'achayna. What do you have to sit in the field the whole year? What do you have to be on the field the whole year? Bizarei v'kaitzer gimel chadashim at the end of the first year. Bizarei v'kaitzer gimel chadashim in the middle of the middle year. Bizarei v'kaitzer gimel chadashim at the beginning of the last year, and the rest of the time go on vacation. What? First year Shai. Gimel chadashim. 3 months before, let's say Nissan, 3 months before Nissan, end of the first year, bizarei v'kaitzer. Go away, come back. 3 months before Nissan, the Bizarei V'Kaitzer, 3 months before Nissan, in the middle of the end of the second year. And then the beginning of the last year, again, you'll be Bizarei V'Kaitzer. And that the Rashbam answers. You can't do that, but you mean Ritzufim. But why didn't the Rashbam ask Tosis Kasha? So do Ritzufim. But you could do it in Tezvot Chadoshim. There's a dissonance here. Tosis and the Rashbam seem to be asking somewhat similar questions, but not exactly the same. Tosis asks, sit there for Tezbov Chadoshim Ritzufim and Bimachzik. That he gets into, he says, well, you need a Gachila Chashuva Be'emsa, then he gets into problems with the Spast and so on. The Rashbam asks, to Gimel Chadoshim Be'ishayna, Gimel Chadoshim in the middle of the Achrayna, in the middle of the Emsois, and then Gimel Chadoshim Be'achrayna. He says, no, you can't do that, it's not Ritzufim. Why didn't the Rashbam? But with the Rashbam, what did he? What was he marviach the Rashbam? Fine, so it's not Ritzufim, but do Tosis answer, do 15 Chadoshim. Teretz is, it's clear. The Rashbam holds that that's a double poshut. That the Gimel Chadoshim Berishayna, the Achilas Peiris Berishayna, and the Achilas Peiris Bachrayna, and the Achilles Peiris and the Emsois have to be in separate years. Let's push it to the Rashbam. You need to have three. It could be B'Soif Hashanah, it could be B'Tchilis Hashanah, but the Gimel Chadoshim Barishayna have to be in the Shana Rishayna. The Gimel Chadoshim Achrayna have to be in the Shana Achrayna. And then you have the Shana Yud Beis Chodesh B'Emsa. You cannot squeeze the all of the Achilles into 2 years, into 18. Because it's not three separate years. You have to be machzik in 2009, 2010, 2011. If you're going to do it in Tezvot Chadoshim, it's not going to be in three separate years. I mean, we could draw the years wherever you want. I don't think it has to go from Tishrei to Tishrei, Nissan to Nissan. But we have to have Gimel Chadoshim that are at the Soif HaRishayna that will represent the Shana HaRishayna. And Gimel Chadoshim in the Achrayna that will represent the entire Shana Achrayna. And then you have the Shonim Sois. So therefore, the Rashbam never asks, let's squeeze it into Tezvov Chadoshim. If you squeeze it into Tezvov Chadoshim, it's not Shonim. It's not Gimel Shonim. The Rashbam has a different kasha. Okay, fine, I understand it's Shonim. You have to have Gimel Chadoshim Rishonim. You have to have Achilim Sois. You have to have Gimel Chadoshim Bachoinim. But why can't go on vacation in the middle? Do Gimel Chadoshim Besoif Rishonim. Gimel Chadoshim in the middle of them Sois. Gimel Chadoshim in the Tchilis HaRachroino. And in the middle, go away. Says the Rashbam, no, but you need Ritzufim. The Chazak has to be Ritzufim. So you have to go from the beginning of the, from the end of the Shana Rishayna till the end of the beginning of the Shana Achayna. Because you have to have Ritzufim. Tosis didn't have the whole that Hanocha. Tosis assumes all you need is Gimel Achilas. Gimel Achilas you could squeeze into, Tosis really has nine Chadoshim. Tosis doesn't think that's Shaykh Mitzias, maybe, so he says Tezvov Chadoshim. But Mitzias, you could do Gimel Achilas and Tezvov Chadoshim. Tosis doesn't have the notion that you should need Gimel Achilas, you should need Gimel Shonim. All you need are Gimel Achilas. It's Mukhuch in the Rashbam. The emphasis is Mukhuch in the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Masnisan. Lamed Beis, Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Masnisan. Again, it's busy with the sugi of Nir, which we're not discussing right now. But it doesn't matter. He's explaining why he needs Gimel Chadosh and why he can't just do Nir for one day. So he says, because one day is not, the Nir of one day is not Choshev. Lei Choshev Kishona Shlema Lecheshben Gimel Shonim. So Muchach and Rashbam, what you need to have, you can't use Nir, you have to have Gimel Chadoshim. But what is it you're trying to get? Leichoshev kishana shleima becheshbin gimel shana. The hadgash is it needs to be a shana shleima. The gimel chadoshim are nechshav kishana shleima becheshbin gimel shana, but it's still gimel shana. So the end of the third year, the Yizriya and the Ksira, the end of the shana rishana is nechshav kishana shleima becheshbin gimel shana. It's a stand-in for the whole year. The Gimel Chadoshim b'Achrayna, the Zriyan Ksir at the beginning of the Shana Achrayna, it's a stand-in for the Shana Shleima b'Cheshbon Gimel Shana. But you're going to do it in a test of Chadoshim, you're not going to have that. Because you can't have, it has to be separate years. You have to have the end of year one, the whole of year two, and the beginning of year three. You're going to squeeze in a test of Chadoshim. There's no way that could represent 3 years. Because two of the Achilles are within 12 months of each other. How could it represent the whole year? I think it's meduyik really in Rashi also. If we assume that Rashi is with the Shittas of Rashbam, which we'll have to revisit, but assuming Rashi is with the Shittas of Rashbam, take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. You see it twice. Just a second. Rashi says, I want to show you a few Rashis. First of all, look at the Rashi, b'stei halov, two Rashis that are next to each other, b'stei halovan and aval b'stei iglum. He's talking to Rabbi Shmuel. Om Rabbi Shmuel. Amed var amur b'stei lovan. Avo b'stei ilon. It's enough to have ad shiyim se kezeisi and so on. Konas et vosso and so on. So to Rashi. Amed var amur. Shet sorich yud ches chaydish l'stei beis abal. Where do you need yud ches chaydish? That's b'stei halovan. Shet kol peir sen il kotem perek echot. Lefich tzorich gimel shonim. So man is achan Rashi. Posach b'yud ches chaydish. B'siyim b'gimel shonim. First, Rashi says, "Bamed v'mur stay lovan." You need yud chetz chaydish, and then he says, "That's only to stay lovan." Since kol peresen, kol katan perakecha, therefore be'in gimel shanim. It's not gimel shanim; it's yud chetz chaydish. Gimel achilas maybe, but not gimel shanim. Heretz Rashi holds that gimel these yud chetz chaydish are gimel shanim. They represent gimel shanim. It's bedavk. It's gimel chadoshim barishayno, and gimel chadoshim ba'achroino. Rishona and Achrayna of the Gimel Shonim. And then you have to do this Chodesh Mems. But you need a Shona Rishona with a Shona Emsois and a Shona Achrayna. In Tesvav Chodesh, you don't have a Shona Rishona and a Shona Achrayna at the end of the year in the middle. It's not three separate years. It's squeezed into less than, it's squeezed into two. It goes with. And you see also in the Rashi earlier, when Rashi explains Gimel Chadoshim, again, I'm assuming Rashi hears with the Rashbam. Rashi had a Loshon. The end of the Dibur Maskel Stei Beis Abal. She'ein l'chodem arayas chaveirish z'arayas adeil lechel pri ha'osui l'shonu v'shaysim. Rashi told me Gimel Chadoshim. And Rashi tells me the chashivas of Gimel Chadoshim is that it's a pri ha'osui l'shonu. What do you mean pri ha'osui l'shonu? It's a pri ha'osui l'gimel Chadoshim. Where's the pri ha'osui l'shonu? Hey, me madvar. The Gimel Chadoshim here, you did in the Gimel Chadoshim. But the Gimel Chadoshim represent the Shonosh. It's a pre-Osu Lashon. This saw this, it's a Seil Lovan. It produces one pre a year. So Geventlich, normally you do it over the course of a whole year. Here you did it in Gimel Chadoshim. But the pre itself is a pre-Osu Lashon. It's the pre that's the Sodder produces normally one peri a year. This is it. You did it in Gimel Chadoshim, but Seif Achreino. You chapter right. Or you did it in Gimel Chadoshim, but Chilis Achreino. Fine, so you squeeze it into Gimel Chadoshim. But that Gimel Chadoshim, what you took out, that peri is called, it's labeled the pre-Osu Lashono. It's the peri of the whole year. And therefore it counts as the Chazokah for the whole year. It's called a Roy Lotzis Mimena B'Shona Achas. You have to know how it works in Rabbi Akiva with Asfastach. I'm not sure exactly that. I think still, it's, since it's a Seil Lovan that normally produces one peri a year, Rabbi Akiva holds, you could even do an Asfastach and it will count for the whole year. Just a Chiddush. But Rabbi Shmuel for sure, stay. You give Gimel Chadoshim of Chitim and Sair, Chitim and Shibayel Shul. That represents the pre-Osul Lashon. Even though you did it in 3 months, and even though the Mitzvah Taisus says you could do Gimel 3 months after Nisan and 3 months before Nisan, and you could do it twice in a year. But you don't normally do it. It's a pre-Osul. You normally do once a year. This therefore becomes the pre-Osul Lashon, and it represents the whole year. So Taisus is Kashid. Let's do it in Tezvav Chadoshim. Taisus apparently held that it doesn't work with Shonim at all. And that Isa Peres Todir, you go with Shonim. Isa Peres Todir, it makes Peres every day, so what's called an Achila? In other words, I'll start even earlier. Taisus holds, we're going here in Hochi Yusha. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, it's Hochi Yusha. It goes with Achilas. Taisus takes that to mean that we don't care about Shonim at all. All we care about is Achilas. Except in the Isa Peres Todir, Beisabad or something that Avodim. Beis HaShloch and something that produces Peres every single day, so the Nachil is defined, they have to define the Samah, it's defined by a year. But in something which is seasonal, Taisus, but something that's not Oysa Peres Todir, Taisus held, all we care about is Achilas, because we're going here in Hochi Yushu. Achilas, so the Yud Ches Chadoshim, Taisus holds, it's nothing to do with Shonim, it's Gimel Achilas. So Taisus says Gimel Achilas, because we're going to test of Chadoshim. But it's clear in Rashi that it's not Gimel Achilos only, it's Gimel Achilos B'Gimel Shonim. Because, so we have to ask, but why is it? Well, let me not get ahead of myself. So Rashi holds it's totally in Shonim. The Gimel Chadoshim represents Shonim. It's a pre-Hosi L'Shona. What you're eating in the Gimel Chadoshim B'Rishonah is a pre-Hosi L'Shona, and what you need to be Ma'ir Macho is a pre-Hosi L'Shona. And it stands in there for the whole year. So if you can't ask Tosfos Kasha, let's do it in Tesvav Chadoshim. Tesvav Chadoshim is not a pre-Osul Lashonah. What you could ask is the Rashbam's Kasha L'Mitvav and Aleph. What do you have to sit there the whole time for? Do Gimel Chadoshim at the end of the Echayinah, Gimel Chadoshim at the beginning of the Echayinah, and Gimel Chadoshim at Emsa. The 3 months at the end of the first year will now represent the first year. The Gimel Chadoshim in the middle of the middle year will represent the middle year. The Gimel Chadoshim at the beginning of the last year will represent the last year. What do you have to stand there the whole time? Says Tosfos, says the Rashbam, no, but you're in Ritzufim. You have to be there the whole time, otherwise not Ritzufim. But to do it in Tesvav Chadoshim, how you can do that? It's not going to be Gimel Shonim. The Rashbam learns that by Yestei Lovan, even when it's Eino Yosef Peres Tadir, you have to have a year. You have to have a stand-in for the year. It has to be Nechshuv Gimel Shonim. And Rashi explains because you need a Priyosu L'Shonim. The truth is, you see it in the Mishnah itself. After really, Rashi is Maduik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Gimel that a Beis And Rashi learns that that's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva coming to me, Farsi Tanakam. So the Ritva asked, I mentioned the other last week, the Ritva asked, so why is it called Gimel Shonim? It's not Gimel Shonim, it's Gimel Achilas. That's what the Ritva wants to learn, like the Rashba. That the Tanakam is not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva at all, he requires Gimel Shonim Shleimus, just don't need Achilas Paris every day. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they really don't require Achilas Gimel Shonim, they require Gimel Achilas. But according to the Rashbam and Rashi and the Rashbam, the Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel are explaining the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And what's his lashon? Gimel Shonim ve'edim ve'edim. Why Gimel Shonim? It's Yud Ches Chodesh, Gimel Achilas. There it says Yud Gimel. The Gimel Achilas are Gimel Shonim. The Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna are the Shonim Rishayna. The Gimel Chadoshim Barachayna are the Shon Achayna. Gimel Chadoshim Emsi. How you could ask? What's the svar? Why is it totally in Shonim? After all, we're going here in Hol Chiyusha. Hochi Yusha Hol is holy. It's totally in the Gichos. Negichos is not Shonim. Nechor, that's the whole machlekes Hochi Yusha and Rava. Hochi Yusha Hol is totally in Achilas. You can do even a spas to the Gimel Chadoshim. And Rava says it's totally in Shonim. How can Rashi hold the Rashi and the Rambam that the Yud Ches Chodesh is tied into Shonim? But Rashi addresses that. That's what Rashi explains. Ein lecha Adam haroya is chaver oichel pri ha'osu l'shonu v'shaisim. Yeah, of course it's totally in Achilas. Fundamentally, it's totally in Achilas. But the achila that's ma'oyer a macho is an achila of a pre-osul l'shono. An achila that's not a pre-osul l'shono is not ma'oyer a macho. It's not an achila. The achila that gets the goat of the marakama, gets the marakama to be ma'oyer, to be meicha, is only an achila of a pre-osul l'shono. Ein lechodem ro'yis chaver oichil pre-osul l'shono v'shoyser. A pre-osul l'shono, that means it has to. It's the pre of the year. Otherwise, it's not called the pre. It's not ma'ir macha by estay alovan. By estay ilun is different. Estay ilun doesn't have a pre osul l'shana. But estay alovan that has a pre osul l'shana, it's made for one crop a year. So the Gimel Chadoshim Barachrono, the Gimel Chadoshim Barishona, they're the pre-Osir L'Shona, they're the crop of the year. And the crop of the year, which is what's Ma'ir Macha. You want to do it in Tesvav Chadoshim, so you're going to do two crops in 1 year. So then they're all mitzvah for the crop of the year. The Shoda basically make what makes one crop a year. If you do two crops in 1 year, you squeeze it into Tesvav Chadoshim, so all you did is you had a bigger crop of the year. But what's Ma'ir Macha is the crop of the year, the pre-Osir L'Shona. So that needs 3 years, because it's three events. But the event is, it's three achilas. Of course, it's Toil Chiyusha. Fundamentally, it's totally in achilas, not totally in shonim. But in a stay lovon, the achila is defined as the pre-Osir L'Shona. That's the Rashi. A pre-Osir L'Shona, you can't do three pre-Osir L'Shona in Tesvav Chadoshim. You could do it in Yudches Chadoshim. Because you could do it at the end of the first year, at the beginning of the last year, and you have the achila in the middle. So you have three pre-Osir L'Shonas. Because we don't need the Shona itself. If we needed the Shon itself for Tashon and Mizdor, we would need Gimel Chadoshim Yom L'Yom, Gimel Shonim Yom L'Yom. We don't need the Shon itself. What we need is the Peri of the Shonah. But we need the Peri of the whole Shonah, the Priha Osir L'Shonah. A Priha Osir L'Shonah takes Yud Ches Chadoshim. You could do the Priha Osir L'Shonah at the end of the Shonah, you could do the Priha Osir L'Shonah at the beginning of the Shonah, but you can't do two Priha Osir L'Shonahs in one Shonah. I think it's very clear, Taki, here in Shittas Rashi and the Rajba. So then we have to ask, what's by Aspasta to Gimel Chadoshim? The Gemara says, you could do Gimel Aspastas in Gimel Chadoshim. How does that work? Tosis is a complicated kasha. It's a student of Yishmael. According to what we're learning, the way we're learning Rashi and Rashbam, it's a Pashat kasha. How could Gimel Aspastas be Gimel Chadoshim be called the Pre-Osir L'Shona? A more fundamental kasha. Tosis had a technical kasha. Rabbi Shmuel holds me pay a rabba and not pay a zuta. Why can't you use pay a zuta? He himself allows a spasta as a maisa chazaka. But in Rashi and Rashbam, we can ask more fundamentally. The whole vort of Gimel Chadoshim Machoin and Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna, it's Gimel Shonim. It has to be in Gimel Shonim, Priya Osi L'Shonim. So what's Gimel Aspastas? Behechel will have to say like the Rashba. That's by a soda that's made for aspasta. A soda that's made for aspasta, it's like a steilum. By Steilun Rashi and Rajam also, you don't have to have a pre-Osir L'Shona, because a Steilun doesn't have a pre-Osir L'Shona. It's not made for a pre-Osir L'Shona. You plant a spasta, you harvest, you plant a spasta, you harvest. It doesn't have a pre-Osir L'Shona. Where it doesn't have a pre-Osir L'Shona, then just, all you need is Gimel Achilas. But in a Steilun that has a pre-Osir L'Shona, then what's Ma'ir Chazok is the pre-Osir L'Shona. The pre that's not Osir L'Shona is nothing. So maybe you have to have Yudches Chodesh. It's very Merubach in Shittas Rashi and Rashbam, at least in the Rashbam. Rashi, I'm going to revisit a little bit. Could be, but in Rashbam for sure. I think as far as it goes, it's very Madhuyuk, and it works out very well in Rashi also. I still want to revisit the Rashi, why he keeps talking about Zriya, not Ksira. That's what still bothers me. Rashi keeps focusing on Zriya, not on Ksira. That maybe is nice and mokum modern, but maybe Rashi's, there's something a little bit extra going on in the Rashi. But I'll put him in the Rashbam, I think this is the emes of Shat in the Rashbam. It's very clear in that Rashbam, the bottom lamed vavim and aleph, the Ritzufim. That's the smoking gun. You see in that Rashbam that was poshutim that you need to have three separate years. So Shaila was okay, so divide it up. Three chadashim here, three chadashim here, three chadashim there. That's not Ritzufim. But to squeeze it all into 1 year or into a year and a few months, that was poshut by the Rashbam, it's not Shaykh. Because you need Gimel Shonim, like the Rashbam himself says on the base. That it's represented, it's connected Gimel Shonim. And Rashi is the clue. Pre-Osir L'Shona. That's the key. That's the lumdus of it. The reason why you need a whole year, even though we're going to whole Chiyusha. So it's fundamentally Achila. So why does Achila have to be a whole year? So Rashi tells me pre Osir L'Shona.
That's like the Rashbam wouldn't accept two pre Osir L'Shonas in 1 year. Is that something in Mamdus, or is it something in the psychology?
That's like Mitzias. How can you have two pre Osir L'Shona? Means it's the peri of this year. If you want to do it again, so it's vital the peri of this year. The chazak has to be the peri of this year with the peri of next year and the peri of next year.
Is it that the
so they have to be in three separate years.
The chazak is defined as it has to be the
we'll take it as written. But Ma'ir Macha is the pre-Osir L'Shona.